Well, I didn't know I started it, but let's say that I did. Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, June the 11th, I believe.
11th, right. Yeah.
Yeah, June 11th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody. I was a little faked out because I didn't really enter all of the keys that I should have entered to get the recording to start, and it caught me off guard. So we're going to make the assumption that the recording did start. And
it started, Bruce.
Okay. Wow, it must be reading my mind these days. Well, I'd like to welcome everybody to the big call from wherever you're located. And, of course, I'd like to thank the SAT team for keeping up with and monitoring using the Starlink satellite system, monitoring our listeners, which at last count we thought were about 25 million. And that was in close to 200 or so countries. So let's see what the numbers come out like today. The main thing is we're welcoming everybody to the big call. I'm glad you guys could make it, and I'm excited about the fact that we're getting out and reaching a lot of people and trying to do the best we can by putting out information to them. So let's do this. Before every call, we pray it in, and we go to Sue for what's normally a very interesting and delightful teaching that she's found for us, and then we'll do that tonight. So let's pray the call in. Lord God, we thank you that we're in a really good place now to receive the blessing that is soon to come. We thank you that you've prepared us for this, that this has been a while for us, and yet I'm sure you have it all planned out. I'm looking forward to this going just like everybody else is, and we look forward to being good stewards of the blessing which is soon to come to us. So give us a great call, we pray tonight. Wonderful call. We extol your virtues on this call. We thank you and bless your name for everything that you're doing to prepare us for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a big time for a big call universe because we get to see what it is you found for us and bring that type of a call to us. And we look forward to moving even closer and closer in to that position where we're coming alongside each other.
That's beautiful. And it's so good to hear you, Bruce. And this teaching is really dedicated to the spirit that I think the big call exemplifies, which is the faith and the optimism of God. And it's dedicated, as always, always, to everything that matters to your health and recovery, Bruce, to the pod, and to all of the new listeners that might be joining us for the first time. And it's called It's Not Too Good to Be True. There was an older lady in the scriptures who had been unable to have children her whole life. She and her husband had plenty of resources, a nice house, and influential friends. Life was good, except for one thing. She was childless. She and her husband were friends with the prophet Elijah, who would stay at their house when he was in their town. One day, Elijah had the desire to be good to this lady. He'd known her for a while, but suddenly he wanted to do something special to repay her for her many kindnesses. God knows how to put desires in people's hearts to be good to you. When you keep doing the right thing and honoring God, he'll line up the right people to help you. Elijah said this to the lady: by this time next year, you're going to have a baby in your arms. She nearly passed out. She responded, Elijah, don't give me false hopes. I'm an old woman. My husband is older than me. It's not possible for me to have a baby. Her mind said there was no way, but down in her spirit, she was excited. She received the blessing. A year later, just as God promised, she was holding her baby boy. What she thought was too good to be true became a reality. People often tell us that if it seems too good to be true, then it probably is. That may be good advice in one sense, but when it comes to what God says, you have to have the boldness to believe it. God, this seems too good to be true, but I know you're a supernatural God. You created the universe. You can make things happen that I could never make happen. You may have dreams that you've given up on. It seems too late. You think you could never get well, never start the business, never find the love of your life, never see your family restored. That would be too good to be true. But God is saying, get ready. By this time next year, you're going to see it come to pass. By this time next year, you're going to have the baby you've been dreaming about. You're going to have the love that you've wanted all your life and have been looking for all your life. You've been lonely for a long time, and you've accepted that that's the way it's always going to be. By this time next year, you're going to meet someone better than you've ever imagined. You tried to start a business, but nothing worked out. Nobody would help you. You think you've missed your chance, but by this time next year, it's going to be up and running. Now, I'm going to insert one. I'm going to make this up. You've been told that this is what you can do, that your finances are limited, that, no, those bonds are worth nothing. But by this time next year, it's all going to come true, if not earlier. Things are going to fall into place. You struggled with a sickness for a long time and accepted that you have to live with it. I declare that by this time next year, you're going to be healthy and whole. You're going to feel better than you've ever felt. You're going to run and not be weary. You're going to walk and not faint. The anxiety and depression seem permanent. By this time next year, you're going to be free. There's going to be great joy in your life. God is turning your mourning into dancing and your sorrow into joy. When Job was in the middle of the greatest battle of his life, having lost his health, his family, and his business, he thought he was done. But as he was sitting in the ashes, one of his friends said, God will once again fill your mouth with laughter. That seemed unbelievable. I'm sure Job thought, what is he talking about? I'll never laugh again. My world has fallen apart. But down deep, he let those words of encouragement take root. This is not the end. God is still on the throne. He has the final say. In the midst of his suffering, Job eventually looked up and said, I know that my Redeemer lives. Instead of complaining, he was saying, in effect, God, if you declare there will be great laughter in my house, even though it seems too good to be true, I'm bold enough to believe it. Some scholars say that Job's seasons of trial only lasted 9 months. You may have things coming against you in your health, your finances, or your relationships. Receive this into your spirit. By this time next year, it's going to be a different story. What you thought was permanent is only temporary. What looks too big, you will defeat. What seems impossible, you will accomplish. How can this happen? There's a blessing on your life. You are in the year of God's favor. As Jesus did, I'm announcing freedom for the captives. I'm declaring that good news is coming to those who are struggling. The struggle is not how your story ends. By this time next year, you're going to see God turn it around. Your mind will tell you. The right attitude is, God, I don't see a way, but I know you have a way. If you declare it, I'm going to receive it. I believe it's my year of favor. I believe that this by this time next year, you're going to show up and out in my life. You're going to take me where I couldn't go on my own. You're going to free me from things that look permanent. And that's our teaching for all the Big Call Universe for tonight.
Wow. Thank you, Sue. That was really good. And Job had quite a lot
initiation.
Of things coming against him. I'm sorry?
Initiation, the Job initiation, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was quite a lot of things that came against him. Even some of his friends and his wife said, curse God and die, you know, telling him to do these things, which, of course, he did not do. And Job had great faith. He was being tested by God as God, you know, let Satan have his way with Job. That, have you considered my servant Job? You know, so he kind of gave him over to Satan to be tested and tried through all this. And, of course, Job ended up coming out ahead. But it was a tough go, as it was. We're being tested right now. We're being tested. Our faith is being tested. And we're looking, you know, forward to the time when we succumb and overcome these trials and these little tribulations. We've got people in hospitals. We've got people that are, you know, coming down with things, people that are just suffering, really, for the cause of Christ and for this blessing to come in. And I'm sure you all know people that are in that situation. And so it's like, okay, how do we deal with that? How do we stay positive and stay in faith for things that we know that are coming to us? That's where separation of the faithful and the just comes in. So I like that teaching because it does, you know, speak quite a bit to the situation that Job found himself in, and he was just so steadfast in his faith to believe those things that were of God. We are kind of in the same boat, maybe not quite, you know, as long. Of course, we've been in a long time, more than 9 months, but we've been in it long enough to know that, you know, things can happen to us and around us and through us, and we need to be steadfast in our faith and hang on, do what we're supposed to do. So I thought that was a really good teaching. I think it teaches that, you know, we should have the faith to believe, to continue on, and not faint, you know, not to faint. It's a good lesson there. It really is. A lot of times, you know, it'd be easiest to just give up, throw in the towel, sell your currencies, look away. But you know, God didn't bring us this far to leave us alone. He did not bring us all this far to this incredible blessing. And I'll cover a little bit more of that in the angel segment. But thank you, Sue, for bringing that. And Bob, let's take your perspective on that teaching about Job.
Thank you, Bruce. Sue, thank you very much. It's just a really great, great way to start the week and just to get ourselves centered in such a beautiful teaching about optimism and faith. And I really love the idea that you started with by saying it's not too good to be true.
Mm.
And because the goodness and the grace of God is limitless and never ending. And we can have whatever we can dream up in our minds, you know, if we ask for it and we do it in the right way. And as you were saying, Sue, God puts the right people in front of us just at the right time and can even manifest a child. So imagine you know, what could be manifested for us, which may be much less than a child that's, you know, being requested or desired. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, if it is a person that you need to arrive that will help you to secure the favor you desire, then why not tell God, you know, who it is that you want? What type of person do you want and why? What's the purpose of you wanting to meet this person? And you can pray and meditate and make a phrase that says, I desire, and then fill in those blanks, maybe four or five different things that are attributes of the main thing you desire. And you can also use the phrase, my dream is to be, my dream is to have, and list those things that are there. And it may not always be as you inform God what it is that you want, who it is that you want. It might not always be the first person you encounter that is going to be that special life-giving person. Right? And it may not be right now, but if you have that faith and optimism, then, you know, that person will be there. That person will be what you attract. And you also can make it come faster and more precisely by becoming the person that you need to be to attract that other person. And that same I am phrase can be very powerful. I am optimistic. I am faithful. I am a pleasant person to be around. I'm a friendly person. I'm a helpful person. And the helpful part is very important, because when you meet that special person that you've asked God to send to you, it might be that that person needs your help. The first obvious thing in the encounter might be a person that needs you, not so much as you needing them. And always be aware that God might send someone to you not to say, I'm here to help, but to say, I need your help. And regardless of if it's the person that needs you or the person that you need shows up right away, which is happens, in order to make it be more certain that you'll actually have it, is spend time consistently each day in your prayers with the feeling of how you're going to feel when you make this connection. I'm going to feel exhilarated. I'm going to feel so grateful to God. I'm going to feel certain. Right? And by this meditation, in that feeling and expressing your gratitude to God for this amazing feeling you're going to have when it all happens, you are going to make the feeling into the prayer. And God loves prayers with feeling, especially if you're having trouble believing all this and you need a little more faith. You, in that prayer for more faith. And imagine the feeling, if you had unlimited faith, how would you feel? Right? And this is, and remember that the time it might take for the person to come is immaterial. And imagine, you know, sit with your eyes closed and put your arms outstretched away from you side to side. And imagine your path is all the way at the tips of your fingers to the left. And your future is all the way at the tips of your fingers to the right. And the present moment is right in front of you, right in midline, the line between your nose and your navel going vertically.
Mm-hmm.
And then take your hands and make a circle above your head and touch your fingers together. Mm-hmm. And bring your timeline that it used to be horizontal, bring it into a circle, the shape of a circle, and make time circular rather than linear,
mm-hmm.
and demonstrating with this exercise your knowingness, your faith, and your alignment with God, who is eternal and has no timeline in the past or the future, but rather is this circular energy that's never ending.
That's good, Bob. I like that.
Very good.
I like that about the timeline and the circular timeline. I like that a lot. That's great. Very good input. Sue, that was a very cool teaching. I liked it a lot. So what would you say to it, Sue? How did it affect you, and what would your comments be about it?
Well, this is going to be an interesting little test. I'm going to say nothing is too good to be true. There's a little background noise going on, and I'm hearing you can't. There's a tremendous amount of background noise. Okay, so there's
I've been trying, but nothing I can do for it right now.
Okay, so we'll just say, everybody, just focus on the words as much as you possibly can. And I say that we can all pray that background noise ceases, and we can just watch what that does when all of us are praying for it. It almost sounds like it just went away. That's amazing. Wow. So what I loved about the teaching was really the encouragement to realize that there's the way of looking at things that are from this plane, which is, you know, sort of the material plane, and yet God is much bigger than the things that we can see in front of us, number one. Number two, much bigger than our normal way of thinking. And so when Elijah said to the older woman, you know, by this time next year, sometimes you can have somebody from outside of you saying those things, but inside of you, you could also choose to do that, so that you went inside your heart and you said, what does God really want for me? And you could open up to what your heart wanted and say, God, I'd love to have a child, and believe that when your heart gives you that message, that's God talking to you. You're not always dependent on a prophet or somebody else coming up to you and saying, you know, you can have this. It's believing it's a deep desire in your heart. And even though you can't see a way for it to happen, that if that desire is there, that's actually God in you telling you to believe in that desire. There's a reason why we're given these, how shall I say, signposts, these yearnings. And when you feel something deep in your heart, and you don't shut it down because your intellect is getting in the way, that's how God moves through you to create a miracle, to create something. But most people don't allow themselves to believe that they're that close to God's power to hold on to it. They need somebody from outside of them to tell them. They don't own their power to stay in the vibration and the feeling, like Bob was pointing out, that if that has been given to me, I'm going to believe in that energy and in that vibration and in that outcome, and I'm going to stay in resonance with that, and that's how God is going to move through me. So that I move with it, I feel like it. I say, isn't it wonderful that the RV and the 800 numbers are here? And I don't put out, oh, use another time, or something that collapses that dream. So that's why I loved, you know, nothing is too good to be true. That's you picking up, that's you moving with a higher spirit in Christ to know what God wants for you. So that's why I love the teaching.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's really good. Makes sense to me. Sue, it's Tuesday night. We entertain any praise reports that we might have on Tuesday night. Why don't we see if any of them came in?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let's just gear that part up. Let's see. Yep, here comes Pastor Scott. Wow. Hope I made it in time. That's what he said. Praise. I'm praising because I'm walking without assistance. It's been a year. Love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. Wow, Pastor Scott. We're so celebrating that. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing.
Very,
see, there's
good. Yes.
That's this time last year, you know, just like the teaching. Hold on, and we're going to do another one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Uh-oh. Here we go. Good. Right, it's going to take too long. Day High Day, Tuesday. Strangers can become best friends with just one word, so say hi to someone today. Red Rose Day, Wednesday, 6/12/24. Go out and smell the roses as we bring a new bloom to this timeless timeless flower. I was moving on to the next reading. Heavenly Father, thank you for all the blessings of love, blessings of kindness, blessings of joy, and blessings of laughter, blessings of peace, and blessings of good things to come, such as the RV and med beds. We pray through our Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Praise to our loving and merciful Father for the following. For all the small and large gifts from heaven, all miracles, especially this RV blessing which we're about to receive, we are thankful for everything that you've blessed us with. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for guiding us, protecting us, hearing our prayers daily, and especially on Thursday on this big call, for continuing to heal Pastor Scott, Bruce, and all the listeners, for the med beds, for the Big Call platform and all the leaders and listeners on this call 2 times a week. Let's start each day on a positive note and help others do the same. May everyone be blessed, be thankful and kind, with appreciation through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen, Jeannie.
That's good. Thank you, Jeannie, very much. That's really good. Well, that's terrific about Pastor Scott, too. He's walking unassisted, unaided. Yep. For the first time in a year. It's terrific.
Yep.
Very good. Very good.
I think it's a good omen for the rest of the year.
Is that a good one? Right.
Yeah.
Sure is. All right, Sue, anything else come through?
That's it for our praise report tonight, Bruce.
Okay, let's go with that. That sounds great. We'll run with that big time. All righty, Sue, let's go into your segment now and see what it is you'd like to impart upon us tonight. Tell us what you want us to know and any offering that you have for us tonight.
You know what, I'm going to go off script a little bit, and I'm just thinking about nothing is too good to be true.
Right.
And what's really interesting about that is, how do we gladden our hearts? How do we keep our faith, our joy, our light, and our peace so that the good things can come to us and we're literally moving into gladdening our hearts, being in greater peace, and becoming more alive. And I've had a lot of people that have reached out to me over, 9.5 years, and I've done a lot of private coaching, as you know, Bruce and Bob, mm-hmm. you probably know as well. And there's one thing after teaching classes now for 3 years, I think it's where, if we were to do another class, which we may, starting on Friday, stay tuned. There's one thing that's really showing up, and that's that because we've been participating in this world, and because the world has unfortunately been full of deception, in other words, a lot of the things that we were taught to be real or true outside of us, or let's say outside of Christ, you know, it's been a spirit that has been, it takes a lot to disentangle from. You have to really, really want to walk in a higher light. You have to really, really want to learn about how to be healthy, how to be wealthy, how to have the most amazing relationships of your life. And so people have written to me and, said, what are you doing for coaching? And I'm about to take on some very special people. And so I'm going to make this sort of by invitation. And this is a mentoring. We had been doing 8 sessions and 12 sessions, but this is going to be just 4 sessions. And this is for anybody that wants to untrap themselves from whatever is keeping you from being fully alive in Christ, in full joy, in full readiness to lead, or to at least know what you're doing as you approach your projects. So I want people that might want to be mentored, who want to be deeply known in their greater light. This is not dwelling on your problems. This is about having your strengths witnessed and growing them. So where you're doing things that you may be taking for granted, whether it's your faith, whether it's your whatever's kind of, a lot of people take for granted what they're doing in their life, and they need someone to expand that so that they can be witnessed growing in their greatest virtues and strengths. And this training, this mentoring is called Fully Alive, Untrapping Yourself to Live and Create a New World. So it's going to be starting on Thursday, and it's very few people. I'm just going to take on a couple of people. It will go whether we have an RV or not. It will go whether we have an RV or not. And it's 4 sessions. Once or twice a week, it's up to, some people want to go in deep. And so we would do 2 sessions and 2 sessions. But it's designed so you have access to a leader that has been doing this kind of work for 34 years and has created some people we call miracles, but it's not miraculous. It's just liberating you to be seen in the greater light of Christ. It's giving you a chance to think about your relationships, think about how you run your life, how you do your life. That might be like, who am I going to be when this goes? What do I want to do? How do I want to flow in my life? What does that look like? A lot of people really don't know how to behavioralize, and this is going to combine a little neuroscience. So you're in the freedom and the wisdom to move into the healthiest, most thriving life for yourself. But when you start doing that and you start caring for yourself by investing in a program like this, guess what? Guess who benefits? Everybody that knows you benefits, because you're preparing to live as we were always meant to live, which is flourishing. So think about, you know, is there a part of me that just yearns to have someone, and a lot of us never had this. I used to say to my clients in my office, you know, nobody stood over you and said, I know who you are, you're a great light, and I am going to be here to support you and grow that in you. Did anybody say that to you? Mm-hmm. Or did they try to control you or tell you, this is what I want you to do, or do it like this, or do it the way society? So that's the untrapping part. This is an opportunity for you to be held in being witnessed by someone who can see the God light in you and will grow that and strengthen that and give you a God-like mirror, not a human mirror, a divine mirror, which is pretty rare in this world, but a divine mirror so you can see what you're really capable of, what you've been doing that's right, and strengthen the best parts of you and be able to say, hey, I'm confused about this. A lot of people are going to be in what is called sort of a liminal space. They're between who they were and who they want to be. It's called the liminal space. You're in transition. Remember those years between 11 and 13? Or 11 and 15, when you were like, you weren't cool, but you weren't not cool. It's those funky years. Take a look at those pictures of yourself. Well, this is very much the same. You're going to have access to wealth and resources, but how do you want, what is your relationship to a world that's evolving in miraculous ways, and how do you want to think about your boundaries, think about what you value, move into your strengths? Those are the things that we'll be covering and that will make it incredibly powerful and transformational. And I just want to say, maybe on Thursday I'll give you the stats on what you can expect. One coaching group found that people that get mentored or coached saw a 700% increase in their effectiveness, in their ability to make decisions, in their clarity, because you have somebody that's witnessing you in Christ and growing and developing and rewiring and reinforcing your strengths and helping you to stretch. So if you're interested in Fully Alive, How to Untrap Yourself, just send us an email. It's, by the way, it's 4 sessions, and it's $550, which is incredibly inexpensive. It's an investment, but go look at other coaching programs, especially leadership programs. And if you're interested, simply send us an email to Integrated. I'm going to spell that carefully because people get challenged with it. integrated minds@hushmail.com, and just put Fully Alive. And think about what does that feel like to you? What would it be like to be untrapped, to be a free soul, but doing great work? and just put your name and your telephone number, and we'll have a brief 10-minute, I just want to talk to you to see that we're a fit, because this is a very limited offering. So send us an email, and we'll set up a time to talk. And this kicks off on Thursday, and so it's going to be kind of first come, first serve. And it's really for people that want to have one-on-one. A lot of people really want to be known, and they want to be known, Bruce, in their greater light. They don't want to just be going and fixing a problem. As Buckminster Fuller said, if you want to, you know, resolve an old issue, create a new system, they want to go to who they can be. So this is for people that want to know, okay, this is my baseline right now, but I want to be bigger than where I am now. Listen to me. Notice me. Let's do this. Let's get it so that you're growing into your greatest strength. And realize that you could grow by 700%. 700% by being with an experienced mentor. So think about that. And if you're interested, we're still offering the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And that is for people that want to go listen to 5 different future-oriented courses that are going to walk you through. And here's the interesting thing about the Golden Wisdom Bundle. Everyone that comes to those classes, and it's on all the classes, talk about the peace, the clarity, the quiet that they finally have with this whole RV, with who they're going to be. And you can get that for just $300, it's a $550 offer, and it was designed, we took, out of 144 courses, we took 5 of our best courses. I mean, they're all amazing, but we took the ones that we thought people would just, you know, universally expand and grow with, and it has all the latest brain science, Christ-based teachings, you know, how to create community. It has everything you need for the future, and you can buy it for $300 and be listening to it one class a week, and you'll be getting an overview of your entire experience and knowing what you need to do, what kind of strategy you need to have, what your behavior can be, how to practice and model what the new humanitarian leader, not the harassed, overburdened humanitarian leader, but how to design it so it not only helps the world, but it brings a new you and a new world in. So it's beyond all the traps. It's beyond all the busyness. It helps you design a really powerful, let me really emphasize this, healthy, healthy future, a thriving future. And most people don't know how to do that. To get it, send us an email, integratedminds@hushmail.com, and just put Golden Bundle 300. And all you have to do is put your name, telephone number, and that you that you'll get Cash App or that you have Cash App. And it only takes 2 minutes. It's the fastest, most easy. Just call them up. They'll walk you through it. They'll be on the phone with you. They pick up the phone right away. I always have this, oh, my God, I'm going to be stuck on a phone. No, they're super easy. And you'll be listening to something that will walk you hand by hand, and you'll be listening to peers loving the learning. It's an amazing, joyful, and very strategic experience. So please take advantage of those two things. If you really want to care for and love yourself, know that the person you're listening to right now has been doing this for 34 years, 9.5 years on the big call, and it's my passion and it's my pleasure to make you come fully alive with much greater freedom and with the capacity that when you get free, you're going to serve the new world at your best. And isn't that what we're all about here? So enjoy, everybody. That's what I have to offer tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was terrific. Sounds like...
Well, fully alive, Bruce. Fully alive.
Fully alive.
Fully alive. Yep.
Yeah, I think it's great. There's a lot to that. And I'll do my best to recap it in my Intel segment, too, because I think that's some
Thank
really
you.
Good information. Absolutely. You're welcome. Thank you, Sue. Wow. We're moving toward the halfway point of the month. Now we've got a sale on Boomer Boost going on at 30% off. I don't know when that's going to end, but I hope it doesn't end for a little while. But you know me, I love testimonials and any other research that appears pertinent to what we're doing.
Yeah.
With that, take it away, Bob.
Sure, Bruce. Yeah, so we do have that sale going on Boomer Boost. This is the best sale that we ever do. And we don't do this every year, but maybe about every other year we'll do a sale that's more than that's better than a buy one, get one half off sale. And this time
right.
we decided to do 30% off. And this way, if people only want to get one, they can still get a discount.
Yeah.
And then the other thing we did, Bruce, was we lowered the free shipping threshold so that if people do get just one Boomer Boost at that sale price, they get free shipping.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, you know, a great sale doesn't help that much if you have to pay shipping on top of it. And shipping's expensive these days. And so
yeah.
everybody's getting free shipping. You're getting that discount plus like another $10 off because you're getting $10 worth of free shipping. And,
right.
you know, Sue had mentioned earlier, Bruce, that, you know, for people that are new to the call or people maybe that are just hearing about Boomer Boost for the first time,
mm-hmm.
why would you want to get this product? Well, it was designed to be comprehensive nutrition and to take the place of the 20 bottles of vitamin pills you might have on top of your refrigerator or in a box in the cupboard that are
right.
hard to choke down and difficult time-wise. This is 68 ingredients in one powder, all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, branched-chain amino acids, and all kinds of specialty nutrients, antioxidants. And it just literally is one scoop, and you take it, and some people feel the difference right away, like that day within less than an hour, they'll start to feel the difference because everything that you need, everything the human body needs to make energy is in Boomer Boost. So as soon as you take it and it starts to absorb, your body will start making more energy in your mitochondria. And when you have more energy, everything changes, especially if you had low energy to begin with. When you start to get your energy back, you start to do things. You start to get up and about and take care of the things that you need to take care of. Maybe if your friends invite you to go play tennis or do something active, go for a hike, instead of making up an excuse, you're anxious to go. And then as you do, you get exercise and you get stronger, and it's like a snowball effect. All you need to do is get that snowball pushed to the top of the hill, and Boomer Boost helps you do that, and then it'll roll downhill from there. Does lots of other things too, Bruce, like helps with circulation and many other things. But we had a testimonial that came in regard to this. It came in a couple of days ago. And this is what this gentleman said. He said, about 4.5 years ago, I was fasting, working, just drinking water. The next morning, after pressure washing my house, I found myself not being able to stand on my feet without muscle fatigue, and it lingered on for a while. I was trying to figure out what it was. I asked the Lord in prayer, and he said, nutrition. So after that, I started pursuing and looking for different ways to get nutrition and put it back in my system. At that point, I was already dehydrated, sometimes not sweating for days and days. So I was looking at rehydrating my body while continuing to work when I got the Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley into my body. It only took about two times to see the initial difference. Let's say 2 months to get back to full strength. Thank you, Boomers. Blessings to your company for all that you have done for others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And this gentleman is really cool. I mean, he sent us a picture of himself, and it looks like he actually sent a video of himself that I haven't even had a chance to look at yet. And he's a very spiritual guy that sent us this testimonial. I had another one, Bruce, about our good night formula. This is very short, like one sentence. This gentleman says, my wife likes it. It helps, and it doesn't affect her blood sugar like the gummies. Apparently she was taking gummies for sleep and was raising her blood sugar.
Wow. How about
that? So this is another one that came in about Boomer Boost. This lady's using Boomer Boost and our barley and said, Boomer Boost and barley has helped me to stay healthy and energized. And being a type 1 diabetic, my blood work is usually good. And that,
all right,
Bruce, is the end of the testimonials for tonight. Those came in since the last time. We now, in this testimonial platform that we're using, we have 2,994 reviews.
Wow.
And
it's tremendous.
91% of them are either 4 or 5 stars. 82% are 5 stars. 8 out of 10 people give our products 5 stars.
Well, that's great, Bob. That sounds terrific to me. Yep.
And, you know, Bruce, it's consistent, right? It goes, this is our 13th year in business, and it's been like that right since the beginning. Consistent every year that we've been doing this. And, Bruce, there was one thing that was kind of like a quasi-study that I wanted to tell people about, because this has been starting to get a lot of play on the news, because we're starting to advance more and more in the space, in the rocket ship space, and sending people into space. And so the scientists are studying the effects of space on how people age and how that affects their health for two reasons. One, so they can be healthier when they get back from a stay in space, but also to see if there's lessons to be learned for people staying on the planet. And they knew that there were lots of negative effects on people who would be in space for a long time, months or a year in the space station. Right. They would be very tired and weak and sick when they got back. Mm-hmm. But they didn't realize what would happen to people that only would go into space for a few days. And they recently studied 4 people that did that. And they were really shocked to see that even just a few days in space could have a dramatic effect on somebody's rate of aging. And they discovered that those people, just a few days in space, had aged dramatically. They had mutations in their DNA, their immune systems, their blood-forming organs were all compromised. A couple of them had kidney stones. And they're like, wow, just a few days in space and this happened. And what they were happy to discover, though, was that over time, a few months' time, they regained their strength and they returned to about 95% of where they were before they went to space.
Okay.
And the human body has the ability to do that, to repair itself. The biggest issue with being in space is your DNA gets damaged. And and it's from the radiation exposure, right? Our atmosphere is really good at filtering out high levels of radiation. But as soon as you punch through the atmosphere in a rocket ship and you're exposed to more radiation, you start to age really fast. But on the other hand, if you can get back into the normal amount of radiation, your body will even repair its own DNA.
And wow, that's cool.
There's a blueprint. Yeah, so your genes are in pairs, and they're identical. And so if one of the two genes gets damaged by radiation, your body will actually transcribe the code of its sister gene,
mm-hmm.
and use that transcription to make a patch or a repair to the gene across from it that's been that has a polymorphism. And even if both sides are damaged, your body has a very elaborate mechanism for restoring both of those genes that takes longer and is harder to do. But what we can learn from this for people here on Earth is, you know, radiation is all around us. We age from radiation, too, on Earth. And we also have internal radiation, so to speak, as we create free radicals that damage our body over time. And going all the way back a long time ago, Bruce, I was a professor of aging in New York at Pace University. And even back then, we talked about the free radical theory of aging, and there's this readiness to believe that humans were burning themselves up from the process of aerobic life. And we didn't know the exact mechanisms back then, but when you taught classes in aging at the college level, that was always the very first thing that you talked about in the theories of aging. And now we know a lot about it, and we also know how to counteract it. And one of the great things about Boomer Boost is there's about 7 different molecular compounds in Boomer Boost that do exactly that. They resist aging by acting as antioxidants. And to be able to identify and replicate and produce those antioxidants in a form where you can put them in a powder and mix them in a glass of water and drink it, and all of a sudden your rate of free radical aging begins to drop. And it's truly an anti-aging drink in that regard. And so as time goes by, Bruce, we expect to see more and more research from very, very high-level research institutes, medical research institutes that are studying astronauts and civilians that are going into space. And they'll be working to develop ways to protect them that may just give some insight to us on how to protect people here on Earth. But on the other hand, also, I think that those scientists and astronauts can already learn from the whole anti-aging movement here on Earth. What if they did a comparative observation study with astronauts that were given Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley and maybe some Myotrol compared to a group that didn't get it? Wouldn't that be an interesting
That would be good. Yeah, it would be, really.
Yep.
Cool concept.
That's what I have for tonight.
Okay, Bob?
That's what I have for tonight, Bruce. And just to remind people, 30% off on the Boomer Boost. The sale will probably go till the 17th. Go online, place your order,
okay.
or give us a call, and we'll help you out with it. We just had a
okay.
gentleman stop by the other day to the office who
mm-hmm.
heard about us and wanted to get started. He came in to talk. We're on Central
mm-hmm.
Avenue in St. Petersburg. If people are coming down for vacation to Florida this summer and you want to stop by and visit, give us a call ahead of time to make sure I'm there to meet up with you. And
exactly.
You have to have a face.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's also, Bob, a great opportunity to shake hands and meet some of the staff that's there and get with Bob and have a little private sit down and see what he can do for your nutrition, because you've got everything in the world that you need and doesn't push any of it off on anybody. But certainly the Boomer Boost being on sale at 30 off is a really good deal, and we should all be taking advantage of that. Now, to get to Bob's website, all you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com, and then that's my website. And when you see the banner at the top that says Boomers, you click on the banner, and it'll take you right into the website, the direct link to Bob's website. That's how you get to it. And then the other thing is, if you want to call, there's a toll-free number to call, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Daylight Time. But take advantage of that. Obviously, Wednesday and Friday are big call days. People tend to call, and they can enter your order that way manually, or you can just ask it questions, like, for example, about the circulation mat. People a lot of times are curious about that. We can send you out information on the circulation mat. Take care of that need right there. So, beyond that, I think that's a terrific service, Bob. So get in touch with Bob and or his staff, and they can handle any requests that you've got. This is terrific. I like the idea that we've got a really strong staff of people that are trained to do, you know, exactly what Bob has taught them to do regarding BigCallUniverse.com. So, what's our time hack, Bob?
It's 10:05.
Okay, good. 10:05. Let's do this. Intel segment is relatively short tonight. Things are very quiet and have been for days. And realize we haven't had a call since Thursday night, so that's 5 days ago. But I can tell you we have two sources that are saying that we expect notifications either, well, it was either today or tomorrow. They haven't come in today. That puts tomorrow in pretty good position right now. And the other piece that we got was from a banker who's got connections to the bondholders and the bond paymasters. He said bondholders should be receiving their emails tomorrow. Well, typically, if the bondholders get their emails tomorrow, we should get our emails tomorrow as well. That is the theory of the shotgun start. Now, they could be a little bit ahead of us, but overall, I don't believe that's going to be the case. I think they're right there, and I think this thing is very close to coming out. They really don't want us to know when it's going to come out, but if bondholders get notified tomorrow, we should also get notified tomorrow, and then all we do is set appointments and start our exchanges either tomorrow or Thursday. So, not a whole lot of intel. I know that everybody's curious as to when our start is. Obviously, I'm curious about it as well. But when things tend to be this quiet out there, usually we can say it's ready to go. They're being quiet for a reason, and we can take advantage of that. It's not much to go on, but we don't need a whole lot. We just need a start. And I think that's what we're looking at. So, beyond that, you remember Sue told you guys in her segment that she's going to be offering private coaching at, I believe it's $550 for 4 sessions. I believe it starts Friday. And all you need to do for
Thursday.
It's going to be Thursday, Sue? Okay,
yeah.
Day after tomorrow is Thursday. And all they need to do is send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and then put in that email that they're interested in a short qualification call from Sue to make sure that this is right for you. And she's taking Cash App as a form of payment, Cash App, APP. So that's really good. And the other thing is the Golden Bundle 300 is still available, where you get 20 different classes, and you want to listen to those once a week, maybe twice a week at the most. But that's going to sustain you for the first 6 or 8 months of this new life that we're beginning. So what you want to do is send her an email also to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And then let her know that, yes, you'd like Golden Bundle 300. And you'd like that to be handled. Obviously, she wants that also by Cash App. But that's your form of payment, Cash App. And is there anything else, Sue, that I can think of?
No,
those are the two things right there. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think I would jump on that, guys. I'd definitely get the Golden Wisdom Bundle or the Golden Bundle 300. Get that right away and then sign up for one-on-one coaching as well. That's going to be very valuable for you moving forward. Beyond that, guys, I can tell you, obviously, we're very close. Hopefully, this thing, we get notified tomorrow. We'll see what that looks like. And everything is just moving behind the scenes. I can tell you that the so-called pickup is going gangbusters right now. There's a lot happening behind the scenes to remove the people that have basically been in the way of this for a long time. They're getting picked up right and left. So without getting into detail on that, I feel like you're getting what you need to get right now. Obviously, we're looking forward to this going. So thank you guys for listening tonight. I appreciate it. And before we turn off the recording, let's go ahead and start and pray ourselves out, okay? Okay, hold on one sec. Okay. Lord God, we thank you so much for all you've done to prepare us for this blessing. Thank you for bringing it through in your perfect timing. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Keep Big Call Universe grounded and keep them ever positive for a great outcome, for a beautiful future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.